Welcome, everybody. Come sit up close. We got to get Chummy here. And Dennis, you can come help me MC this gig here. I need Granny Denley here. We're going to pass out song sheets because that sort of helps people hear what we're singing. We don't really articulate too well. We do the best we can. You're supposed to sing along so we don't sound so bad. Yeah, because we're not professional musicians, but nobody ever accused us of that. All right, I see Dennis is here. Come on up, Dennis. Here's a man who needs no introduction. He's going to be my co-MC. And going to help me keep everybody in line, right, Dennis? It's not a crowd to keep in line, but... All right. We'll start singing right now so Dennis and I can look over our words. We wanted to sing happy anniversary to Indie Bay. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. I think all the key editors are here, and sometimes we call ourselves the unsung heroes, but the people who post on our site are also unsung heroes. They create Indie Bay. All right, and if you haven't posted lately, I want to encourage you to post more, because that's how we make Indie Bay happen. Those feature articles that people are saying, please write a feature article in the center about this or that, those come from y'all's posts. So there's got to be a post and a picture before we can even think about making a feature article. And we know that corporate and non-corporate media counts on us to cover what's happening in the Bay Area in terms of social justice and environmental activism. And that's you know, we're telling the world how it is. And so we began citizen journalism here in the Bay Area and kept at it. But a lot of corporate news stations tried to get some citizen journalism going on, and that all just fell to pieces. But Indie Bay is still here. And as soon as I get my grannies here, come on over, Denley. We're going to sing some songs. Granny's brought some food. Food Not Bombs is going to be here later over there. Bathrooms this way and that way. Do not go behind the bar, okay? Not even to get some water. You can ask for water, but do not go behind the bar. Go behind the bar before 8 p.m. or even after 8 p.m., you will be summarily removed. That is, we have a little contract going with this wonderful historic place, so we don't want to mess up that. As soon as Gail gets up here, we'll sing. Why is this place historic? Anybody know? It's been here since probably pre-war. Some of us have been here since pre-war, too. And was in the 60s and 70s.
Which war?
Oh, I'm sorry. World War II. And Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and people like that were performing here in the 60s and 70s. Hey, today you got the Raging Grannies. And we're going to start with a little song because we want to legalize marijuana.
Yeah. Well,
Granny Gail wrote this. And... we have brownies too, but that's nothing to do with the marijuana.
Yeah, in the lead up to the elections, how about this? I'm the mom. I'm trying to persuade my son to vote for 19.
Yeah. Some of our kids didn't turn out as radical as we did. Okay. In the rocker, there's a granny calmly talking on a joint. She's been growing for her own use. Why arrest her? What's the point? Prohibition isn't working, it just forms a lot of crime. Why toss one guy into prison while his neighbor's drinking wine? Let us legalize cannabis, let us end this war. And the law enforcement madness, that is what we're hoping for. We don't want to hear too much of it. It begins with K and ends with A. That discussion can go outside rather than interrupt the topics that we want to talk, that we have assigned to talk about. And I'm going to go over everybody should have copies of the schedule, but I'm going to go over it just real quickly now because we need to get a move on. Don't forget, tonight, 8 p.m., it's not too late to call up your friends. your friend's got to pay a $10 donation, but all you tablers can come in free. Okay, we got some great bands, including a DJ Public Frenemy, spinning all night. Wow, that's not in my vocabulary, spinning all night. Oh, that's like spinning all night, right? Okay. And let's see, who else is going to sing tonight? Oh, Pope Poets is in the house. Hello, Pope Poets. They got a table back there. They are a cappella, and they tell it like it is, from homeless on the streets to racism and all those issues that anybody covers. They put it into poetry. Eddie Falcon will be here. He's a veteran of the Iraq War, and he's going to do some rap. Ras Ceylon with Unity and Sinista Z as Gideon Dot Force. I don't even know how to read that, Gideon Dot Force. But y'all probably heard of him. And Audio Pharmacy, and we have a kick-out sound system, so it's going to be loud. Granny's brought the earplugs. And that's tonight. Now, right now, we are going to have the speaker, David Stone, that we come next. Let me introduce him. And then, just before he does speak, I want to tell you a little bit about the workshops and stuff and where stuff is. There's signs to the restrooms. Go around the corner back there, and that's where the workshops are. The workshops are on your schedule. The panels and stuff will be right here. And where's David Bernstein? I want him to give everybody a greeting. David, can you give everybody a greeting without using the four-letter word? Are you so famous and I'm not? Come on. Come up here. Come up here and get some granny hugs. No four-letter words that begin with K and end with A. It's been a crazy week for that radio station. And we know that.
You know, I have a celebratory marijuana.
You have? That's perfect.
But it's on my computer.
Okay, yeah, I'll hand the mic up to see if you do a celebratory marijuana poem. Could it possibly be as good as our song?
Never.
Yeah.
But should I use this mic here? Yes?
I'll hand you my mic.
Okay.
When you're ready.
I'm ready.
He's ready. Okay. David Bernstein with his celebratory marijuana poem.
Okay, and I don't mind David. Some of my best friends are David right there. David Sullivan.
Oh,
I'm Dennis. Dennis, that was my mother sabotaged me because Dennis really goes with O'Shea, O'Malley, but not Bernstein. So David, you know, people who have listened to me for 20 years call me David, what I say, you know, call me anything but late for dinner. I want to say this, and I want to read this poem, and I've promised myself in the midst of all the chaos and the antagonism. Can you hear me okay? In the midst of all the chaos and the antagonism and all that stuff, I have promised myself that I will make sure that the poetry that keeps me alive at home will be a part of what I do everywhere and anywhere that I am. Because really, we do the news story of the day, and the poetry is the news story of the eternity with the song, right? The original troubadours went from town to town and they sang the news. It was the poem, the poetry. Anyway, my name is Dennis Bernstein. Hi, Stan. I bring you greetings from Free Speech, Pacifica Radio, Lou Hills, Pacifica Radio. You know, that it was an invention to counteract the military industrial corporate complex. It was an invention that was meant to be thoroughly and totally independent of all government, corporate influence that fed into a war machine. Lou Hill, I love what he said about journalism, that he did not want the information about people suffering from war and various tragedies and torture to sound like a soap sud commercial. That the people bringing you that kind of information needed a certain compassion and passion. And he believed, he really did, and he was a poet. And he believed in information flow, but passionately delivered, connected to the people who were delivering the information, not professional. You know, I'm not a professional, but I am passionate, and I do my best to get you, as best as I can, the kinds of information that you deserve to have, you have the right to have, because information is a human right. I want to say this about the repression. There's so much repression. One more killing. Another killing. The OPD can't wait to kill the next person. The next black person. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's what the Meshali verdict means. It means that the police have a license to kill. And they did it again. Another class of people affected are those affected by the racist drug laws that have so many people in jail for so long who should not be in jail. Zillions of dollars are being spent for jail for these sentences, mandatory minimums. I don't know if you know this, but the guy who wrote the national mandatory minimum laws, Eric, and I'm blanking on his name, Sterling, Eric Sterling, wrote the laws in 86. They were called the Glenn Bias laws after the basketball player, the young basketball player, collapsed on the courts, and the Republicans and the Democrats were, I should just say the Demopubs or whatever, were falling over each other to get tough on the drug laws, and they created these mandatory minimums, these dual standards for crack cocaine versus powder. It's unbelievable. The Rockefeller law is enhancing that, and it's a desperate suffering situation. So here's my poem for all those folk who are stuck in prison cells who shouldn't be there. And this is my greeting to all you. And by the way, thank you. Without an independent alternative media, the people don't have what they need to fight with. Watching an eagle from lockdown. Watching an eagle from lockdown. Lockdown is maximum security. I always sought out what I loved, and now I'm spitting God's blood, doing 7 to 10 for sprouting 1,000 seeds into a patch of lush green bud. But I stay lean and lucid, crackling with rage, kicking back against the bastards who run this place. I laugh like a messiah when I see an eagle ascending from the guard tower or the prison gates, using the federal pen as a passing landmark for a lifetime spent in the clouds. Anyway, I thank you for giving me the privilege of coming here. I'll turn you back to the
Thank you. Dennis, and if just my Alzheimer's, it made me call him David. It's not that Dennis goes to O'Malley. All right. So we're a little bit behind. Thank you for that so much, Dennis. I think that's a really good start to what Indie Bay is about and what we're here about. We're going to add, it's going to require some math skills. We're going to add a half hour. We're behind about a half hour, so we're going to add a half hour to the beginning of each subject. Now we've got David. Instead of starting at 1:30, he's starting at 2:00, and then race and gender is next, right here in this room. Instead of 2:15, they'll start at 2:45. You're going to have to do the math. Then we'll have objectivity and the economy and the media. I know Tiny was told to be back here at 3:00, but she can be back here about 3:30 because that'll start at 3:45. I don't want to miss this one: internet law, privacy, and security with our friends from Electronic Frontier Foundation. And then we'll have a keynote address. And Dennis is going to stick around and address us again at about 6 o'clock, so we're going to kind of cut something short. We've got to be out of here at 6:30 so we can get our evening stuff set up. And remember, nobody behind the bar. The bar will be open tonight, and nobody behind the bar now or then. Your workshops are around the corner. With no further ado, if you have not picked up one of these sheets, pick them up at the front. And I want to introduce David. Come up here and give me a hug, David.